Hello and welcome to this week's Task Force Helmand Roundup. 4-2 Commando helped provide the security for District Governor of Nadali to hold a meeting with more than 100 locals from the Loy Mandakalay and Bowery areas. This was the first opportunity that locals had to meet government officials since Operation Omid Haft has established a permanent security presence in the area. As a further sign of success, our Estonian comrades based out of Patrol Base Wahid have handed over Checkpoint Narun to the Afghan National Police. The checkpoint has been partnered for a year and a half, and now the police are fully taking over the reins. 4-5 Commando has been continuing the development of the Afghan local police in both Zaborabad and Saidabad. There's also been another footy tournament at Forward Operating Base Shawkat, the headquarters of 4-5 Commando Group, with teams representing the Marines and the Afghan National Security Force. I haven't got the score, but shall we call it a diplomatic draw? Let's go over now to the 9th 12th Royal Lancers.
It's Captain Chris Miles, 9th 12th Lancers. It's 6th Kandak, who are based out of PB2 in the Nares Saraj South area, have been doing a lot of consolidation operations post Omid Haft, trying to build on the progress that was made over recent weeks in the Loy Mandakalay and Kopak areas. The Formation Recce Squadron are deployed day in, day out in their CVRT scimitars, mixture of providing support to the 2nd Kandak on Highway 1, providing enduring security for Highway 1, but also intimate support to the infantry companies up in PB's Rahim and Karnika, where there's quite a lot of insurgent threat, and the addition of a bit of armour and a bit of extra fire support really helps.
B Company of 2RGR, attached to 4-5 Commando, conducted a partnered operation with the National Directorate of Security in Shinkalay, a village in Nadiali. They found bomb-making equipment and weapons. 3 Mercian, the Brigade Advisory Group, took more Afghan National Army warriors through their basic counter-improvised explosive device course in Camp Shorabak, while the Combat Service Support Kandak, or battalion, have been going through both vehicle maintenance and weapon repair training. Let's go over to the Theatre Engineer Regiment. Commanding officer of 2-4 Commando Engineer Regiment is Lieutenant Colonel Lee Tingey. Lee, tell us a bit about what the engineers have been doing the last week on Operation Omid Haft.
Omid Haft was a significant operation from an engineer perspective. On the insertion, we provided integral support to the guys as they were going in by helicopter. Once they got onto the ground, they were occupying existing compounds and turning those compounds into a number of temporary checkpoints, 9 in total. Concurrent with that, we had our Talisman squadron clearing Route Neptune from Goreshk along the Neb Canal, and they opened that very quickly. Immediately behind that were some ANA engineers who came in and then built a series of vehicle checkpoints. So good combined operation. The ANA then went on to deny 2 tunnels underneath the Neb Canal in order to restrict freedom of manoeuvre of the insurgents. And then we built a bridge, which is an enduring bridge, which will stay on the ground for a number of months.
The Brigade Reconnaissance Force, part of 30 Commando, have had a couple of scrapes with the insurgents and turned up another cache of improvised explosive devices when they turned over an IED factory. Let's go over to Lieutenant Colonel Mark Budden, the commanding officer of the Counter Improvised Explosive Device Task Force.
The Counter ID Task Force has committed to Loy Manda now for the last 20 days. Approximately 3 kilometres of routes have been searched. Somewhere in the region of 80 to 100 buildings and compounds have been searched. And this includes everything really from the bazaar, the local marketplace, to a school and a mosque. And what we've actually seen now is that the bazaar actually been populated and used for business. We found 35 IEDs up in the area.
The unmanned aerial systems battery of 3-2 Regiment Royal Artillery have been using their surveillance tools to oversee our patrols and look out for the insurgents. The Desert Hawk, which is really a souped-up model aeroplane armed with a top-quality camera, has been working closely with 4-2 Commando in the Loy Mandakalay area. The whole lot larger Hermes 450 has been loitering in the sky day and night, providing a helpful Big Brother overview to protect the people, our Afghan security force comrades, and ourselves.